And this Tuesday morning, we check in with the principal at the Bloomington Graduation School. It's our good friend, Diane Hanks. Diane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Mr. Glasscock?
Well, I'm trying to get rid of this rain. We've got way too many things going on this weekend with the last day of school in the MCCSC, Memorial Day weekend, the race, the baseball, the fun, the celebrations. We don't need all this rain. So I'm going to try to use my powers for good this time and get this out of here. But the Bloomington Graduation School, when are you guys all finished up?
We'll finish on Friday as well.
Just like everybody else. Big celebration?
Yes, it is. But our graduation will be on June 1st, Thursday, at IU at the Wittenberger Auditorium at 7 p.m. So please come out and help us celebrate.
In the Wittenberger Auditorium, that's in the Memorial Union, correct?
Yes, the Memorial Union, absolutely.
Now, when you have a graduation party, how many folks are going to be in your graduating class here in 2017?
Well, unofficially right now, because all grades are going to be due for seniors on Thursday, but we have 20 on roll at this point, and we are really pushing them across the line and making sure they have all the assignments in, but we won't know officially until Thursday.
Now, the Bloomington Graduation School is a different school in the sense that you have a different target audience, perhaps, than the normal high schools or everybody or other. We've got all different kinds. Tell us what you're doing at the Bloomington Graduation School and why it's so special and important.
Okay, Bloomington Graduation School is a school that is very, very special for very special students. It's a school for students who do not fit or do not like the traditional high school north and south that we have in our community. It is a school for students that, number one, who want to work independently and get their classes and get out pretty quickly. There are those students that come that have challenges, did not like high school. It's a smaller environment, and it's a more intimate environment, so we have a chance to have more one-on-one with our students and help them assess what they really want to do, because many of our students simply just have not had academic success in the traditional school. So a small setting, working at their own pace, and also kind of, in some cases, designing their schedule. For example, some students may only need a couple of classes for them to get their diploma. So we work their schedule so they don't have to be here all day. We have some students who have to work for different reasons. They can come get their classes and get on with the business of working. So we do cater to a very specific population, but we also cater to students that just want to come here because they don't like big schools, and those students do their work, and they, too, just hurry along the path up to graduation.
Now, based on that, who is, I don't want to say eligible because that sounds like such a institutionalized word, but who can come in flourish at the Bloomington Graduation School?
Any student in the MCCSC, we got students out in Monroe County, can come. All they need to do is go online at a website and put in an application, and we do an interview process. But any student, you don't have to have their academic or other disciplinary problems in a traditional school, but it's open to any student in the MCCSC and surrounding counties that want to come to a smaller school. But I do have to say that we do have students that just really had not had a lot of success in the high school who also give them a second chance. Say, for example, a student decided they just can't figure out how to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to class on time.
It's so true. That's sometimes, what did Yogi Berra once say? 90% of the hardest part is showing up, or that is, once you get into that habit of getting there to do it. But you're right, it's not for everybody. Not everybody has to participate on the same schedule. Right. How long has the Bloomington Graduation School been in operation?
Well, this is our fourth year here as a Bloomington Graduation School, but a long time ago it was called the Aurora School, but we have since moved on to BGS, this is the fourth year.
Well, this is your second tour of duty. Haven't you already retired once? What are you doing back here? What's going on here?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes they say you can't ever go home again, but you can always come back to work again. I retired there, a year or so ago, And then Ms. Chambers called me. I was kind of in South Carolina enjoying the Myrtle Beach area. And she called on one of the most perfect days and said, Mrs. Chambers, could we really need some help. We've had some personnel changes. Would you be willing to help us out? And in a sense, I tell people she called at a good time, too. I had recently lost my mom. My children were all grown. And I just really hadn't figured out what really retirement was going to be. So I was kind of feeling my way around, too. So it was a really good time for me to kind of, like, figure out what I really wanted to do if once retirement was hit me front and center. And so I wasn't quite there yet. And so it was a great opportunity for me. And also, we have a family legacy. My husband, all of us are just educators. So it's in my blood. And Bloomington MCCSC has been so good to my children. I raised my children through the system and given me so many good memories. And also, I just believe that we always have to reach back and help. And I know being here the last time, I know the children are here. I knew the kinds of things that they needed. And I just felt that I felt kind of duty. That's a duty of mine to do. So I just came back, and it's been a wonderful year. But now I'm also looking for those sleep mornings I can sleep in to 8 like a lot of my students.
Diane Hanks is our guest this morning. She is the principal at the Bloomington Graduation School. And now you're not retiring again, are you? That's another rumor that's going around.
Yes, I am. I know everyone is there.
You better unplug your phone this time.
I know. And I can't give my new number out, right?
That's right.
But I am. I have a 4-year-old granddaughter who has really strings and pulls at my heart. She lives in Atlanta. So I think it's time to go and spend some time with her, and I'm looking forward to that.
Well, but the other part is it's like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave because you're going to leave your son behind.
I know. That's kind of strange. I mean, he was a student here just a year, seemed like just years ago, and now he's going to be walking into doing some things that we're excited about, and you're right. I would never be totally disconnected. I will be back.
And tell everybody what your son's doing for the MCCSE.
Well, it's Julius Hanks. He will be working through the central office, and he will be working on some diversity issues. I don't know 100% of everything that he and Dr. DeMuth will be doing, but I do know it will be an area of diversity and something that he's really excited about. And as he said, Mom, I used to be a student here, so I know the needs to some degree. So we are looking forward to that. And
well, that's a great resource because sometimes when you bring in people, and this is not the education system is wonderful. That's not where I'm going with this, but to have somebody that's studying at such a level he's studying at, and you're going to tell us about that, but has the perspective of going through the system, going through the elementary, middle, and high schools, that's not a point of view that you can really find in a lot of places, if at all.
Right, absolutely. So I think he's very fortunate in that respect because he does have a perspective that most people, not even myself, I didn't have. So we're looking forward to great things with him. But I also tell him as well that he's working on his PhD, so he just has to write, and we expect for him to finish that as well. So that's been kind of the mom push there, and Dr. Muse has promised me that she will make sure that he finishes.
Oh, she will.
Absolutely. So we're excited about the future and his wife, who's also a counselor at North. And so we're just a family of educators, seems like, in the MCCSC.
Diane Hanks is our guest this morning, and she's the principal for at least the next 5 minutes or so at the Bloomington Graduation School. They get wrapped up on Friday as well, their graduation on June 1st, Thursday, at the Wittenberger Auditorium at the Indiana Memorial Union. Why and how did education become such a big part of your family? I always like to hear how it's generation to generation, husbands and wives, sons and daughters. How has education and why has education been such a big part of your family?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm going to tell you what I learned very early. My grandfather, we were raised with my grandparents, and he was a big-time farmer. He happened to have 10 children. 7 were girls, and 3 were boys, and 2 of the boys were the babies. And my mom always said, we always had to work on the farm. So when we grew up, my grandfather said, education is one of the most important things you can be. I'm working hard, so you won't have to work as hard. And so when we all got to be seniors, he said to all of us, he said, now, you can choose your life, but if you want to go to school, we're not going to waste money. But so if you don't know what you want to do, the farm is still here. Well, I never did like that farming thing. I always loved education. So that was the first thing. And then second of all, I just had so many great teachers. I'm a first-generation college graduate. Neither of my parents had college education. And I could say, you know, they wanted so much more for us. And I saw the teachers in my community who were part of my church, part of every aspect of my life, and they just believed so much in me and my siblings and the children in our community. And when you showed up that you really appreciate academics, they push you. So I was pushed at a level. Just kind of, you know you need to do something more when teachers say, you're so bright, you can't just throw it away. And I never considered myself bright. I just loved school. But those teachers pushed us and encouraged us. And they also said that you are our future. I didn't understand that to that degree.
Right.
And so for me, it was just that belief that I knew that there was much more than the farm, and it was much more that I wanted to contribute to, because they were great role models, and they were really part of my family in the sense that they really, if you graduated, they were right there. They encouraged you, whether it was $2 or sending you a couple of dollars when you were in college or cooking a pie when you came home for break. They wanted you to rise above what your circumstances as they were. And I came from a working class farming community, so that was a great big thing to go to college. So for me, just having someone believe in me was important. So when I met my husband, we were all in graduate school. He, too, was getting his PhD, and so we just have to be educators. And I'm thinking pushing my children to law and pushing them to other things. And they want to end up in education. I don't know. It was just something that Larry and I have always inspired our children. Be what you want
passion.
To be. But Julius, of all of them, I never thought he would really end up in education. One of the children, one of our four, that really has taken it by leaps and bounds and just want to do what's best for the next generation. And so I don't know if it's by osmosis or something they just live.
Well, they follow a good example is what it sounds like.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I would like to think so, too.
Absolutely. Diane Hanks is our guest this morning. I usually post these interviews at WGCLradio.com a little bit later in the day, so if people didn't get a chance, they can go back and listen. But I'm going to do you a favor. I'm not going to post it because no one's going to let you leave town. So I'm gonna hide this interview down in the vault, and somebody can, if they want to hear it, they can come find me. But best of luck to you in your next retirement. I hope you're better at it this time. But if somebody has to drag you back in, they're going to be very fortunate to do so. And the Bloomington Graduation School appreciates it. The big celebration is next Thursday. You make sure you have a big party. You hear?
We're going to do the best we can. Yes, we are.
And it's an exciting time to watch those kids walk across the stage and get those diplomas. So.
It really is. It's one of the that's the highlight of this school, because there's so many students who really never thought they would ever do that. But more importantly, the parents. I mean, it's so exciting to see our parents sit there and say, you know, thank you. You know, just thank you for helping my child. Just thank you to the teachers. And we have a great staff as well. I want to give some shout out to them, because if it wasn't for them, I could not do my job. So it's just, and to the board, to the superintendent, to the community who supports us, because we get a lot of support. I just want to give a shout out to all the stakeholders, and most importantly, the students who persevere through all the difficulties sometimes just to get to next Thursday. So we're very excited about next Thursday.
Well, let's get that homework turned in. Let's get those final papers done and have a great celebration next week. Diane, thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And again, enjoy that retirement part two.
And likewise, Mike. Take good care now.
All right. Mm-hmm. Diane Hanks, a principal at the graduation school for now. And how happy are people that she came back? Wow. What a passionate educator.